Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host and your radio Bible teacher for this time that God has allotted for us to be together for the study of His Word. We thank God and praise God for this ability to come and to study His Word. But let us approach the throne of grace. Father God, we thank You once again for allowing us to come into Your presence for the study of Your Word. We pray now, Father, that Your Word will transform our lives and conform us into the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ. We understand and realize that it's Your ultimate goal. Help us, O Master, now as we come before Your presence to study Your Word. We ask this all in Jesus' name, for His name's sake. Amen. Well, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we're in a book, the book of Acts. We've been going chapter by chapter, verse by verse, and we're in the eighth chapter. We're going to pick it up about verse 18, and then we'll just continue on. Amen? Amen. Well, we have been talking about Simon the magician, who had seen the apostles doing some miraculous things in the presentation of the Holy Spirit. Now we'll pick it up in verse 18. And when Simon saw through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." Now listen to the rebuke that he gets. "But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God." This man had been a notable figure in the surrounding area because of the trickery, I'll use that term, the magic that he was producing. But when the apostles came along, he realized that they had something that he had not. But yet still, we can see by his presentation and the request to be able to lay on the hands and let people receive the Holy Spirit from him, that he offered money for that. And we understand that you can't do the things of God with money. Amen. Amen. So verse 22 said, "Repent therefore of thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." That is walking in darkness, my brothers and sisters. Now listen to what Simon says. Verse 24, "Then answered Simon and said, Pray ye for the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me." Now isn't that a strange reply? Peter says, you need to repent of these things. And the first thing that Simon says, well, Peter, you pray for me. Simon never humbles himself to the point that he says, yes, I need to repent. I need to ask the Lord to forgive me. He's asking Peter to pray for him and forgive him. Verse 25, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, "Arise, go toward the south unto the way that goeth down Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority on the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem to worship. Now we're starting to see, remember, back some verses ago, we had seen the martyrdom of Stephen. Stephen stood his ground for his faith in Jesus Christ and was put to death. But now we see also Philip now, who was one of the original six that were called as service into the church. And now Philip is being led by the angel of the Lord. Now we know that God has ministering angels, and he sets forth them to minister to us because we are the heirs of salvation. Amen. So we see now that Philip is located, and he sees a man riding in a chariot returning from Jerusalem. Now, Philip found a foreigner, a man from Ethiopia. And when I was studying this and looking through my notes from the Preacher's Outline Sermon Bible, it does kind of make good sense to say that many of us, sometimes when we look at a foreigner, we are apt not to approach them and tell them about Jesus Christ. There's something about our human nature that when somebody is different from us, we hesitate on making contact with them. But here it is. Philip is directed by the angel of the Lord to find this gentleman, this eunuch, and begin to witness. Let me pick this up, and then I'll get back to my point. It says, when was returning and sitting in the chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Now, as I was saying, sometimes we shy away from foreigners or from people who are different. We can be out witnessing and we see somebody, and the first thing that happens, because of the way they look, the way they dress, whatever the circumstances may be, we suddenly make up our minds that, well, this person won't want to hear what I have to say about the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what, brothers and sisters, we have to be led like Philip was led by the Spirit of God. I think I mentioned this a long time ago on this one of the programs, that my personal testimony was that I would witness to anybody that came along. I'd witness to a stump if I thought I could get it into heaven. And I wasn't having very much progress. In fact, it got to so bad that when people saw me coming, they would just leave the area. I had to learn the hard way that I'm not to open my mouth about Jesus Christ until the Spirit tells me it's time to do so. So when we wake up in the morning, we ought to just say to the Lord, Lord, I'm reporting in for duty. Whomever you have that you want to hear about your son during the course of my daily biddings, then allow me and tell me when to speak, how to speak, and I will be obedient to speak. And when we do that, we will find great success in witnessing the people. Now, I'm not talking about the door-to-door type evangelism, but I'm talking about when the one-on-one witnessing that is greatly needed to bring people into the kingdom of God. So Philip finds this high-ranking government official who served the queen of Ethiopia. Now, Candace is not the name of a particular queen, but it's a title of a dynasty of queens, you know, just like Pharaoh. Pharaoh wasn't the name of the Pharaoh, but it was his title. Now, Philip found a eunuch. Being a eunuch shows that he was a man of extreme commitment and dedication, a man who was probably seeking after the truth. It was the policy of queens to choose outstanding eunuchs to fulfill official positions in their government. So we see that this is no ordinary man. Now, we also find that Philip found a worshiper, because the Bible says he was there. He's more than likely a Jewish proselyte. He came to Jerusalem during the feast time and the festival time, and he came to worship God. And he not only came to worship God, but when Philip was alongside of the chariot, he found him not going over official papers, not musing what had transpired over the last few days, but he was reading scripture. And so the Ethiopian official is riding along in his chariot, not observing the scenery, not taking care of some paperwork, but reading the word of God. So let's pick it up a little further. The place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so open not his mouth. And in his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or some other man? Now Philip has the door open, wide open for him, and Philip begins to preach to the eunuch the gospel of Jesus Christ. He tells him all about who Jesus is and who the prophet Isaiah is talking about. He's telling the eunuch that even though the prophet Isaiah was talking about another man, he was talking, and Jesus is the man that fulfilled that prophecy. And I don't know about you, but when we tell somebody about Jesus Christ, we ought to be excited about the goodness of God. Amen. Amen. Well, we're getting ready to wind this program down because the clock on the wall says it's about time to. But I would encourage you, please visit us on our website, www.smbcmesa.org. there are some of our programs and worship services on there and some other information that you might find interesting. We'd love to have you stop by and worship with us on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at 56 South Robson in Mesa. But if you can't, like I said, try and catch our services on our website. Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer. Please tune in again next week. Tell someone about the program. Thank you for your prayers and support. Let us be serving the Master as we go through the week. Take care and God bless. See you again next week.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. And it's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.